We come to our last batch of news items, and they are a mixed bag as always. Amongst the mixture, you will hear a report of the Norwich City Football Club win at Rotherham over the weekend, and the City Club's women players send messages of support to a 10-year-old fan who is in hospital. Then there's an Oktoberfest for Cavill Court residents and help from students to revamp a bus shelter, and a few other choice items which we hope will interest you. The prospect of Josh Sargent and Timi Pukki spearheading Norwich City's attack is something to strike fear into the hearts of Championship defences. That's according to Kenny McLean, after the pair were deployed together in Norwich's 2-1 win over Rotherham on Saturday. With the American international returning from injury, Dean Smith opted for a return to the 4-3-1-2 shape that displayed earlier promise during the Canaries' 3-2 defeat to Preston last month. Norwich's performance contained more physicality and creativity, with a midfield blend working effectively behind them. Pukki's shot was deflected into McLean's path for the opening goal, while Sargent's deflected drive saw Norwich regain the lead 22 seconds after the restart from the Ollie Rathbones equaliser.
A young football fan who was born with a serious condition has revealed she felt really special after receiving messages of support from players of her favourite team. Norwich 10-year-old Emily Norris was born with multicystic dysplastic kidney, which resulted in her right kidney being removed at the age of 3, and she also had congenital cystic adenomatoid malformation, which led to 75% of her right lung being removed at 9 months old. She underwent an operation to help stop the discomfort caused by a feeding tube she had until she was 5 and a half, which resulted in a scar, and hoped that her favourite football team, Norwich City Women FC, would offer her messages of support, and was left surprised with the response. Emily's mum, Nicole Nichols, said she had messages from 11 of the women's team players, wishing her a speedy recovery and saying that they can't wait to see her at a match when she gets better. She was so happy, as the women's team are such an inspiration to Emily and other football-loving girls. They always make time at the end of their matches to take photos and sign shirts or posters. Emily said she felt really special.
A care home was transformed into a German beer hall to host its very own Oktoberfest celebrations. Residents at Cavill Court in Cringleford were treated to a special menu inspired by the famous beer festival. This included salami, frankfurters, stollen and frikadelle, which are German meatballs. And in true Oktoberfest traditions, everyone tried a host of German beer. For the most authentic experience possible, the team donned Bavarian dirndl outfits for the occasion, and accordionist Joey Hirschfeld came along to teach residents traditional German songs. Resident Pearl said, "I had a great day celebrating Oktoberfest. I especially loved the Bavarian smoked cheese and meatballs." Home manager Karen Curie added, "We're keen to encourage residents to try new things and stay connected with the world around them. We're committed to ensuring the home is a welcoming place for everyone, one where all cultures, interests and traditions are celebrated."
A shoddy-looking shelter has been given a colourful coat of paint from a group of students. The youth shelter, located in Fitzmaurice Park, was redecorated after the run-down piece of equipment had been left to rust, as part of a joint project with Thorpe Town Council and Thorpe Sixth Form. The theme of environmental change is represented with two tall wind turbines on the planet, with the bees and flowers linking in as well, and essentially add more colour and vibrancy to the aesthetic.
Young people from the Prince's Trust Team programme have revamped a garden space for the Old Catton Church of England Junior School. The group spent 2 weeks preparing the community project as part of their involvement in the team programme, run by the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Youth Development Team. During that time, they chose the project to be worked on, planned what they would do, and raised funds online with a sponsored walk. The junior school added to the funds with money they had raised altogether totalling more than £500. Over the course of a week, they cleared the overgrown area, laid down bark, built a bug hotel, made seats and planters, planted flowers and set up bird boxes, as well as recycling old tyres into seats and making a chalkboard for the children to draw. Finally, they finished it off with a bright mural. Now the Prince's Trust team have got together with the teachers and children to officially open the garden.
A Norwich runner who suffered a serious head injury in a car crash in 2009 has been nominated for a national award. Dudley Gardner sank into depression after being hit by a car and sustaining a diffused axonal brain injury. But now he has been nominated for Headway, Norfolk and Waveney's Alex Richardson Achiever of the Year Award for his work raising money for the charity and helping others with their well-being. Some 13 years ago, Mr. Garner was forced to retire from his job early, lost many of his friends, and said he became a stranger to himself overnight. In 2012, Mr. Garner's wife signed him up for the Edinburgh 10K run in a charity spot for Headway. By 2016, he had discovered a passion for running and began teaching people the Couch to 5K course at a local park and has now trained more than 400 new runners. He said, "Running saved my life and helped to reinvent the new me." Mr. Garner is now the well-being running coach at the charity, and his work in the role earned him his nomination.
A giant eagle owl, which has been on the loose for more than 2 years, appears to have made its way to the coast. Alfie was one of the three Eurasian eagle owls, which were swooping over the skies of Norwich in the spring. Although his two other companions, Buddy and Luna, were recaptured by their owners, Alfie is still at large. The trio became a city sensation after being spotted at Riverside, with one of the birds even swooping onto a jogger's head. And now it seems like Alfie is stretching his wings even further and has been spotted on the coast. Kevin Murphy of Norfolk Wildlife Rescue said, "An eagle owl is being regularly spotted in Great Yarmouth on the same road in the town." Although Alfie is now classed as feral, Kevin has plans to recapture the escaped artist.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you've finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. With the odd day's postal strikes, the post does not seem to be so dependable. We're trying our best to get your post to you on time, strikes notwithstanding, so we hope you receive your post on time.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks to go to the whole team of loyal volunteers who have produced it today. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit us on our website on cbtn.org.uk. Now, immediately following on, you have the delights of the Let's Talk magazine, so do keep listening. And with that, we hope you have enjoyed this Chatterbox edition. So now it's goodbye from myself, Carolyn, and from Matthew.